America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And because we're on all these digital networks, thank you very much, it makes it easy for you to share. And I'm going to just share this with you. We have until November of this year to clean up this mess. But if we wait until October, it's too late. The resistance needs to start now before the primaries. And you need to get into the fight. And it's your choice on what level you involve yourself in. Part of what you can do is share these shows. Shows of other people that you like. And we're going to tell you about our guest radio show, and you should be sharing his as well. And that's a way to stay active. You don't have to have a radio show or YouTube account and do this stuff. You simply just need to be engaged. You need to be willing to make phone calls. Because time is almost up. And we're going to hear a report to show you that the other side is preparing to get their butts kicked in the midterms, and they're not going to be taken alive. And, oh, by the way, they'll take you with them. Joining us is Wrecker. Oh, that's right. We can call him Doug Thornton now. DHS, retired, Marine, I don't know, honorably discharged, I guess we would say. Before we go to Doug, though, I need to let you know that the first segment of this program is brought to you by Noble Gold. And I'm driving home from the gym, and I'm listening to an interview, and this guy says something I've been saying now for 2 months. Why is it the banks say crypto is so bad? Why is storing food so bad when people at the banks are doing it? Why? Why are people storing gold? Because they know the flipping dollar is going to collapse. That's how they know. Noble Gold can shelter your assets. They've done it for me. I don't need to go into great detail. I'm going to give you a number, because if you have assets to protect, you need to call them. They won't pressure you. You have to close any deal, and they will offer to send you free material. But if you have assets to protect, this is a call that you must make. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Well, Doug, welcome to the show. And my goodness gracious, I wish there was something to talk about, but you're going to be hitting something that's extremely sensitive, extremely deadly, and it's something that I and people like Steve Quayle have written about for years, and now it's coming to fruition.
Well, Dave, you know, it's good to sit here and speak to you at almost 2 in the morning. And, you know, as we progress with the Duck Dave Intel report every week, sometimes we have to do a little bit of digging for material, and sometimes we really don't. Sometimes the government just gives it to us. And that's what we have today for a lovely adventure of a talk. Let's discuss why FEMA is going to host a seminar for response to a nuclear attack tomorrow on January 6th. And it's not just that January 6th finally has a meaning to the left, but, man, I was in the government for a long time. And I'll tell you this much. We're going to have the January 6th commissions, the anniversary, and all that craziness happen tomorrow. I don't know if you heard about this yet, Dave, but they're going to have some sort of a statue that is going to be constructed for January 6th.
Oh, yeah, is it going to be
Ashley Babbitt
in the Capitol? I believe
if they do create a statue, it should be one of a Saint Karen that would be made of all the old masks that are left. So that are just floating around.
I like that. I got a second idea, too. I think they'd do this simultaneously. Make a statue of Ashley Babbitt murdered by a Capitol policeman who's not been held accountable.
Yep. Hey, why not? Why not? But I will say this. If we do make a St. Karen, it needs to be an effigy of Anthony Fauci. So.
Oh, God. Anthony Fauci. Have him stand next to a proctologist. Okay, family show, need to move on.
It's been interesting within the realms of the radio and the conspiracy worlds and YouTube. Within the last 12 hours, there have been multiple different people on YouTube who have been talking about, is an EMP event coming? And why is FEMA planning for a response to a nuclear detonation, which part of it includes an airburst event. Now, an airburst, low-yield nuclear device going off would generate an EMP that would be sustainable for a long enough amount of time to go across the United States, depending on that event horizon, where it is that it went off at, and could effectively knock out the power for the greater half of the United States, Canada, and northern Mexico. But that is just part of what an EMP can do. We're also going to have the nuclear side effect of that. But what FEMA is talking about is they're shifting away from the supposed threat for, you know, the last, hell, I would say 20, 40 years. You know, for many, many years before we had the radical Islam threat, we had the suitcase nuke threat from the USSR. So we had that Soviet Cold War fear, and then that transgressed into the radical Islam fear. And once again, I've spoken about this, but I think it's worth bringing up again. Years ago, there was a video that surfaced from Iran that we were made aware of a, God, I think he was one of the mullahs, and he was saying that what they would do is they would take a young martyr, and they would send this person to Mexico, where they would pick up a suitcase, and they would go through Mexico, through the cartels. They would be smuggled through the tunnel system underneath the border into Texas, into El Paso, and from there, this person, this martyr, would then release a dirty bomb suitcase biological attack in El Paso of anthrax, and it would kill 300,000 people. So that was the threat that we've looked at for a very long time, because it's a severe threat. The enemy has talked about it significantly, has shown motives for why they would do it and how they would do it, which led the government to say, hey, this is a severe enough threat. We need to really focus on this. Well, now that threat has shifted to a actual nuclear device, an actual nuclear weapon going off in a major metropolitan area, more than likely a Democratic city. But it doesn't make sense, because the only way you're going to get any type of actual nuclear device going off in any major metropolitan city is if you have one of the nuclear courier groups that work for the Department of Energy either be hijacked, and good luck doing that to that group of guys. So you would have to hijack these group of guys. You're going to have to take one of these 18-wheelers, you know, that's hauling hauling a nuclear device. And then you're going to have to take it to one of these cities and figure out how to hit it in the head hard enough with a hammer to make it go off. Now, there's a lot of variables that are going to go into that, but there are other variables out there. In the past 30 years or more, the United States military, starting from the 50s or 60s, has had 32 different incidents with nuclear materials where we have lost nuclear weapons of the kiloton and megaton grade, and we have also had a theft of nuclear materials. But we've also had 32 incidents, other incidents, where we have had accidental discharges, accidental rocket launches, leaking of material. But, you know, this is, once again, not what they're talking about, unless they're going to resurrect one of these missiles that we've lost somewhere in either sea or in... I mean, we've lost missiles in the Pacific. We've lost missiles over the United States. We've actually lost a missile in North Carolina. We've lost a missile in Georgia. They're, you know, laying in a swamp somewhere. So unless there was a group out there that went and dug it up, I don't know where they're getting this from. Unless, also, Dave, and I'm going to pull up this material, and I'm going to let you read while I look this up. Unless there's something pre-staged, unless there's already a device that has been moved somewhere and has been staged in a city. Now, in Mexico, for years, we used to get the heads up warning between the Department of State and other different entities, along with the Mexican federales, that there were nuclear material that were being stolen in Mexico from hospitals. Now, that nuclear grade material, you would have to have quite a bit of it in order to make it anything effective out of a weapon. So that, once again, would only be viable for a suitcase dirty bomb. But what FEMA is talking about is an actual weapon-grade nuclear device. Now, like I said, I don't know where they would get the device from, unless it was stolen from the Air Force, it was stolen from one of these very secretive, very well-armed locations that the Department of Energy has within its jurisdiction. Or that device has been planted somewhere. Dave, I'm giving it back to you.
It's here, let me pull this up here. Look at this here. It's amazing what you're saying, because I have covered this ad nauseum in the past. And I'm hoping you can hear me, because I'm not getting feedback on the sound. But anyway, I've covered this. In fact, my former congressman, Trent Franks, covered this in detail at my old church. And Trent came out and said, I'm trying to get the attention of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, trying to get the attention of Obama, and they're blowing me off. And he showed a 30-minute video he had prepared. And it's where I come up with this statistic on the fifth day of a crisis. The Naval War College says waterborne illnesses becomes the number one cause of death. And he said, folks, you need to take this seriously. He said, we are vulnerable. And after that presentation, Obama invited the Russians and Chinese to participate in the grid X drills, which showed them how to take down the grid. What happened in Texas last year with the ice storm, I don't think it was an accident. I think it was deliberate. I think it's a beta test for what's coming. And you said a lot of things there, and you're talking. I thought beta test.
Yeah, and we failed that beta test, just like how we failed 2020 and COVID. We failed miserably the left's or the elite's beta test for subjugation and capitulation. We obviously rolled over and showed our bellies for that one. And, you know, honestly, that was a worldwide thing. But We look at this, and we look at the government that's installed right now, and there's just all types of false flags, right? All types of false flags that have been out there in our past, but something like this just starts to ring alarm bells. We have Joe Biden, incompetent Joe, in office, and we already know they want to take Sleepy Joe out. We already know that they want to take Kamala Harris out. And there have been, you know, look at some of the previous material that me and you have covered. The different videos or the different TV shows that have been made more or less for psychological warfare that have talked about a nuclear device going off in the Capitol, killing everybody, designated survivor. And then there's the one guy left in charge,
yeah.
And that guy restarts Congress, restarts the government through the continuity of operations. I mean, what would really just fill all the boxes for me of the New World Order, Antichrist army has just risen, is that it's not just that Joe Biden just signed into law making more or less Christianity illegal within the DOD, which was a great article that you wrote. Everyone needs to go to your website and they need to read that article and really think about it. But if it was Obama that was the designated survivor, because, I mean, when else would this bomb go off? This bomb would have to go off if it was, and let's go down the hypothetical, post-apocalyptic America road that I like to go down all the time. If they were going to have a bomb go off, it would only make sense to happen in D.C. It's on the East Coast. If you were an elitist who wanted to take over the country, you have to destroy the pillars and the foundations of the country, and you also need to wipe out the Declaration of Independence. You have to wipe out all the original documents. What better than to hit D.C.? And also kill most of the hierarchy. And then you can remake America however you want through whatever Emergency Powers Act, whatever Continuity Government Act that they want to come up with. And it would be, honestly, better if it happened in D.C. And I say this because Russia, China, all the other countries out there that want to take over America and subjugate America, they don't want a bomb going off in Colorado. They don't want a bomb going off in California, because the goal, in my mind, is to take over America and to make us all serfs, and we're going to be working for the man, and they're going to carve up America, which is the breadbasket of the world. We have all the materials. We have some of the best growing seasons and best ground and best water. We have some of the most water in the world. And not only that, but we have some of the most oil-rich lands in the world. So you would not want to taint that with nuclear radiation, because now the land's unserviceable. And you're going to have troops are going to have to wear a very specific type of uniform, which is going to quickly degrade. They're going to have masks on that are going to quickly degrade, and also are the CBRN air filters that are going to go in for those masks. So cost effective, it doesn't make sense. The point is to take over America. The point is to farm America for China, not to destroy us through nuclear annihilation. If they were going to do that, it would only make sense to hit D.C. The prevailing winds in America go from the West Coast to the East Coast. So if something happened on the West Coast, all that radiation is going to go across the East. So then you're going to taint the middle of America and the rest of the East Coast as well. Effectively, you're going to screw up the entire country and the growing seasons, which doesn't benefit anybody, Dave. So once again, if you hit D.C. or New York or some other East Coast lying city, it would only make sense. But once again, and I'm going to give it back to you, the elitists always have a biggest bang for their buck type event. COVID-19, biggest bang for their buck. They got it across the entire damn planet. And they were able to, not just in the United States, but in almost every single major country in the world, pass the mandatory vaccines, the mandatory lockdowns, and now the mandatory COVID shots.
They may not be in place much longer. The Supreme Court's supposed to take this up on Friday.
Well, once again, if the Supreme Court, and Dave, we've seen this before, when the politicians are in trouble with something, when the politicians are about to lose control of the people, or they're about to push forward a new policy or law that's going to be more intrusive against your rights, some false flag happens that gives them the right to go through with it. Some event happens that say, oh, look, this event happened. Thank God. 2 days before it happened, we enacted this bill over here. So now we're just going to carry on with it. That's what they did with the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was wrote before 9/11. And then 9/11 happens, and then they come out and say, well, we have the Patriot Act, and it's for the best interests of the people that we spy upon every single person in this country. and that we track every single thing that you do. Now, hey, they've already given you all the excuses that they need to track your bank accounts, to track your social media, to track what you're looking at on the internet because of January 6th.
Yeah, I hear you. They've gone overboard. It's the 24/7 excuse for everything. And post 996, we need to really speak out against this tyranny. It's absolutely insane. Okay, let's prioritize what you think is going to happen. What happens first?
Well, what happens first is what's going to happen tomorrow. And it's the way these people like to do their diabolical schemes. Apparently, they like to tell us what they're going to do before they do it, right? So, right now, they're telling us what's going to happen before it happens. The next would be either the discovery of a device, which then propels America and mainstream media and politicians and the military and law enforcement to go through with extreme lockdowns again, or the extreme subjugation of political groups. Because we know, Dave, whatever happens is going to be blamed on Trump, MAGA, conservatives, and people who love the Second Amendment, right? Because that's the ultimate fear of the leftists. They don't want people who believe in God and guns and America. So we're going to have some sort of a group who's probably going to be led by the nose by the FBI or the CIA, and this group will then be marched out and everyone will see what traitors they are, quote unquote. And, you know, wouldn't it also make sense if part of these people were linked up with the military in some way, some form of fashion, because you would have to in order to get said material. Now, here's another thing. In D.C., there are nuclear sniffers everywhere. So I would have to say this. If a nuclear attack happened in Washington, D.C., it was meant to happen. There are so many different, I got to be careful how I say this, there are so many different countermeasures in D.C. or within that area that if some sort of a large nuclear material made its way by, it was meant to. Because there are good working men and women out there who risk their lives every day to ensure an event like that does not happen, which would only make me think, once again, false flag. It was meant to happen if it goes off. It does not make sense, the way FEMA is saying this, for a nuclear device to go off in Chicago or Connecticut or Florida or Georgia or Texas. Besides it just being a catastrophic event, what real, I guess you could say, political punch does it give an anarchist group or a terrorist group to have a nuclear device just go off anywhere? You know what I mean? It doesn't. The World Trade Center tower was attacked by the 9/11 hijackers, not the Sears Tower in Chicago, not the Eiffel Tower in Paris. These people attack something that really means something to the financial institution of America, or they're destroying very, very secret documents that need to be destroyed. There's always some sort of an end goal here. They're not going to destroy architecture. They're going to destroy something that is a pillar, a foundation, something that has a series of documents that needs to be destroyed, like in the Pentagon. Yeah, but why didn't they hit Langley, the CIA headquarters? It's out there in the middle of nowhere. Why didn't they hit NSA? It's out there in the middle of nowhere. They hit a very specific part of the Pentagon. They hit the World Trade Center towers. we have to understand that the way terrorists work, or terrorism works, there's an ideological attack, there's a financial attack, and there's something that's going to take down some working force of the government that terrorism group has a agenda to take down. But FEMA's not giving us that. FEMA's just saying, yeah, some city around America is going to have a nuclear device that's going to go off, so let's just be prepared for it. That's like saying a tornado is going to touch down somewhere in America, so let's just be prepared for it. That's a general statement, and it's not that we shouldn't be prepared for it. It's just, and it's not that FEMA doesn't do drills like this. It's just, why now? Why is it on the January 6th day that this is going to come out? Why isn't FEMA talking about Omicron or the Delta variant or Epsilon? Why is it all of a sudden the gear shift? We're going to talk about a nuclear attack. You know, they could have talked about, if FEMA wanted to talk about grid down, they could have talked about that. If FEMA wanted to talk about, sorry about that. If FEMA wanted to talk about anything else, they could have, but they specifically said a nuclear attack. And in my mind, that's making me think that that is on the agenda.
What form do you think it'll take? Hello? Oh. Okay, I was trying to say here as I cut out, what form do you think the nuclear attack will take?
Well, see, that's the problem. The nuclear attack would have to be something that is going to produce a large enough yield to obviously damage structures, damage infrastructure, and it would also depend where is the device located. In every major metropolitan city, there are subterranean infrastructure, such as natural gas pipelines and telecommunications and fiber optics. And there were also, most of the time, subways. Where would you put that device? Would you put it in the subway? If you put it in the subway, you're going to have concrete that's going to get in the way of the nuclear blast. However, nuclear material can also flow through all the subterranean vents and all that and go throughout everywhere, which is part of what a dirty bomb would do. But with a large yield, like a 100 kiloton yield, I mean, you know, we're talking about a tactical nuke that could be going off, like something that a plane would carry. So it would just make me think that it would have to come from the Air Force. It would have to have been taken from a base, and there would have to be military cooperation amongst all that.
I agree with that. So it would have to be an inside job, at least in part. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, that's, if, you know, there are script writers that work for the government that helps the government plan ahead and think of how to do these types of drills. And I mean, there are people who literally work for Hollywood that helped write scripts for the government to say, okay, if we were going to do this drill, let's make a really, really good drill and, you know, have screen by screen, line by line. And that's how we help plan these things out to make it more realistic. Otherwise, it's just boring. It just doesn't make any more sense to me with the way the military is being completely targeted by the leftist agenda to not use the military for this. Once again, authoritarianism and dictators did not take control of governments and of countries by merely just taking the weapons away from people and seizing control. Every dictatorial takeover started with the military and had to have the support of the military. not the people, not just a political group, but the military. Right now, we have the most radical people, radical leftist people that I can ever recall within the United States government in charge of the military. They're openly kicking people out because, you know, if you're a Christian or if you discriminate against any group that they desire to be, you know, infallible, and also if you refuse to take the shot. And we have a large portion of the special operations community that is being affected by this, who are going to be forced out. I know that, you know, the Navy SEALs right now are even kind of in a quasi lawsuit against the DOD for not having to take the shots. So it only makes sense to me that if you're going to take over a country, you have to take over the military first. You have to reestablish how that military is. Once again, the United States Marine Corps is being talked about being pulled in underneath the Army so it no longer has an autonomy. And the United States Marine Corps was one of the main groups who was opposing the COVID vaccine, opposing the woke culture, and now it's being drug in, potentially, underneath the Army. So there's a lot of shuffling and changing going on right now. I think by 2024, Dave, if we continue to go this route, if we're not in a civil war, we're going to be in a world war, and that world war will lead us into a civil war. The overall goal, as usual, is to take down America and let the New World Order recreate it, and what rises out of the ashes of that is an Antichrist nation. That is the route that we are going. I know a lot of people say in Revelation, America is not around. We don't get to see any speculations of an America. And maybe because there just is not an America anymore, because we're divided in 20 different pieces. But we are setting ourselves up for an overall takedown and takeover. And, you know, conservatives, race war, taking away the police and reimagining them. We're talking about everything that Nazi Germany did. We're talking about everything that Nazi Germany did is being repeated. But, and this is my thing, that when they start talking about a nuclear attack in an American city, in my mind, based off of Operation Northwoods, Operation Mongoose, the Levant Affair.
The goal of the Exodus was not to get out of Egypt.
Do you hear that?
Deliverance. Yeah.
A lot of people.
Do you hear that?
The real issue of deliverance from slavery.
This is what I'm talking about here.
That was secondary. The real issue.
I don't even know where this is coming from.
It's not that God delivers us from
You know, I should share this with the audience. I tried to interview Paul Preston today on my TV show. We couldn't get him online. There, it stopped. Okay.
That was interesting.
Well, listen, par for the course. Every interview I'm doing now has some level of interference, whether you can't communicate or you can't get person online to interview him. It's been crazy. But anyway, I'm sorry for the interruption there. I have no idea where that came from.
Just give context to the people who are listening. For years, when me and Dave have been doing these interviews, we have been messed with.
Yeah.
And for years, when we do these interviews, we've had them like just disappear, to where we have to redo the interview. We've had so many interruptions. All I can say, people, is that the deep state is real. They don't like it when we talk, especially when me and Dave talk. They don't like it when you listen either. And when you hear this message, when you hear the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and not just that, but the great work that Dave Hodges does, you need to put it on other platforms and get that knowledge out there. Because we're quickly going to come to a point in time when they are going to take down the internet. They're going to take down the internet. They're going to take down social media. You're not going to have the ability to communicate. You're not going to have the ability to hear what we say anymore. Trust me, we have the right people in government now who are ready to take over the government that we have currently.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean the current government. I mean what comes next.
Oh, I know, I know. I wrote a piece today on it. I talked about where the Democratic Party is a hybrid of Nazis, Bolsheviks, and cultural Maoists. Mm-hmm. And it's striking, the historical parallels. It's crazy. We got to step aside here for a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, I push storable food hard, and I push water preparation hard, too. And you heard why here. If we have an EMP attack, the Naval War College says on the fifth day that waterborne illness becomes the number one cause of death. And I really hope you're taking this to heart. I want you to go to waterwithdave.com. This is the best filter in the world. If you look at the research, verifies it. Don't take my word for it. Look at what they have posted. And also look at some of the science behind what they do, and you go, okay, this is for real. And they're offering this for 40% off because they're clearing out their supply. And so now's the time to move on this. You'll always have standing water you can access. You just won't have drinkable standing water unless you've got something. And I recommend, too. I've done the same thing. I have three of these water filters because things get lost, things get stolen, things break occasionally. And this is a durable device, but I'm just telling you, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I would order more than one. It's not that expensive, especially with a discount. waterwithdave.com. And then, you know, I've talked about storable food till I'm blue in the face. And, you know, we represent NPS, and most of you know that. I'm just going to give the number here. Your time for getting these preps is running out. When the dollar hyperinflates and it's on its way, you're not going to be buying anything. And that's a fact. And you'll be trusting a government to meet your food needs that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines. That's not a good proposition. So I'm going to give you the number here. Actually, it's a website. It's preparewithdave.com. So you've got Water with Dave. You've got Prepare with Dave. Food and water. Got to have them together. We're speaking with Doug Thornton, and we're talking about the impending attacks upon America. And, Doug, I maintain they have to happen because the left knows the country is waking up to their BS, and they know that they may not be able to cheat enough to win an election. So they've got to short-circuit everything by having dramatic events, and so they can impose martial law. Did I sum that up okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the route that we're going. And, you know, there is a plethora of dastardly plans and avenues to achieve that goal. And, you know, once again, we're talking about FEMA is discussing a seminar for response to a nuclear attack. I want you to listen to this. If a nuclear detonation occurred in an American city, it would be one of the most catastrophic incidents in the United States has ever experienced. Responders must prepare to address the unique challenges of any nuclear response. With careful planning, many, if not most, lives can be saved. Additionally, preparing and planning for nuclear detonations better equips your community for other natural and man-made hazards and disasters such as fire spreading, hurricanes, earthquakes, and radiological incidents. This document describes the considerations, planning factors, and available resources to craft a successful nuclear detonation response plan. The focus of this document is on the first 24 to 72 hours after a detonation, when early actions can save many lives. Now, I want to say that they said nothing about preventing, did they? They said nothing about preventing the nuclear attack. They are only preparing for what to do 3 days later. Now, I will say this in response to any type of a nuclear attack, and I'll break this down from my personal experience. As a law enforcement officer in Homeland Security, we would be charged with, I guess you could say, the operation thereof of a nuclear incident. And that could be, you know, a major chemical, a biological hazard, radiological hazard, or any type of nuclear hazards. But the way this is broken down, let's just go with it, that a nuclear attack happened. You're going to have three separate cordons that are going to happen within a city. You're going to have a inner cordon, which is your hot zone. The hot zone is going to be the area where the device was detonated at. That's going to be also the area where you're going to have the most building collapses, infrastructure damage, probably a great big hole in the ground. Everything's probably still going to be on fire, and you're going to have a dispersal of radiological material that's still going to be in the air and moving around. Nobody is going to live in that zone, period. That is going to be a dead, dead zone. Now, I say that to say this. After that, you're going to have a warm zone, which is the first inner cordon that law enforcement will set up. That's where we're going to stage ourselves at. That's where we're going to have decontamination at. That's where we're going to start to find survivors and push them from the inner cordon to the outermost cordon, which is going to be the cold zone. The cold zone is where you're going to have the second responders, which are going to be fire and EMS, because they're not going to go in until after we've cleared the scene, and then they'll be in right there with us. But EMS is going to be staged in the cold zone. We're also going to probably have the all the different talking heads for the governments who are going to be trying to find the loved ones for the victims, and that's also where the news media is going to be. Now, within that command center area, you're going to have all different types of task force that are going to be out talking to people, trying to gather information, and also trying to gather information through the hot zone and the warm zone. People don't understand really what type of dangers goes into walking into a nuclear radiated area. You have an extremely limited amount of time when you carry all this gear to get in to find out where the device actually, the initiation of that device was, and what the overall damage looks like. The guys who are going to be doing that, guys that are good friends of mine, they have about 20 minutes to walk in and to investigate, and then to come right back out, because that's about all the air that they're going to have. You know, more than likely they'll be carrying two air tanks, but they're going to have about 20 minutes based off of how bad it is, how hot it is radiologically, and how much air they have. And then they're going to have to go through an extremely long decontamination process, and then an after-action review of everything that they see. So when they say that, you know, they're preparing for 24 to 72 hours of an event, no, it's going to be weeks. It's going to be weeks of investigating. It's going to be a very long time using probably, I would say, satellite mapping to try and take better pictures of that area to also try and investigate it. There's a lot that's going to go into this, Dave. There's a tremendous amount that's going to go into this. So it's not just a snap drill that FEMA is talking about. I honestly believe they already have whatever they need in the works policy-wise to make this event be a year or 2 years long worth of lockdowns. And, I mean, what better way to have a, I don't know, a military takeover in certain areas? What better way than to have martial law than by having the epidemic of the nuclear attacks across the world? Let me ask you like this. If they had one nuclear attack in America, do you think we would see others in other countries?
Oh, I think it'd be simultaneous. The same thing that we're seeing with COVID strategies. Some of the approaches are staggered, but the approach is universal.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. They have isolation camps, for example, in New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand's ahead of the pack because now they're euthanizing people, and that's public information now, and I've been hearing about this for 3 months from people on email. Canada is not doing that yet. Excuse me, Australia is not doing that yet, but they're moving along the same lines, and the America is going to follow right into suit. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. So yes, we'll see nuclear explosions all over. They're going to basically decimate. And wait, the risk is sounding really weird. If you look at what came out of New York, they're going to give COVID treatment to non-whites, all non-whites, before any whites can be treated. People are going to die because of racism. and whites are being discriminated against across the planet, particularly in this country. I think whites are targeted internationally. I don't know how you feel about that. Have you given that any thought?
I think there's an obvious goal here to take down modern society and to blame the group of people who brought a generous amount of the modern world to the wilderness through the empires of the British and the Spanish and obviously the American Empire. We really helped to captivate the world and bring it into modernity. But it's interesting when you have, I don't know, how would you say this? Especially here in America, it's interesting how you have the general population of America, which is white, then tell itself that it itself is racist and it itself is the general threat of America. However, FBI statistics are going to tell you something different when it came to crime. Now, and once again, it's the FBI. How far can we really trust them? There's obviously a goal here. Most of your veterans are white. Most of your cops are white. Most of your doctors are white. Most of your firefighters are white. Most of Americans are white because we're the majority of the population. It doesn't mean white people are just, you know, conquering the world. It's just in America, we're the majority of the population.
True.
So if we're the majority of the population who still believes in American freedoms, well, then we are the thorn in the hand that has to be plucked. Because they can't squeeze the life out of that rose while there's still thorns. And we are in the way of that. There are too many people who still believe in American exceptionalism. There are too many people who still believe in the Second Amendment. And, you know, I think the elites are going to find that other races in the United States also love this country, also love their neighbors, and who also love other people of other races. And that's why they work so hard to separate everybody into different groups. That's why they work so hard to separate the black society right now within America. I think, and, you know, hey, this is my personal opinion. I think the reason why we see such an attack on black Americans by the Democrats and by the political elites and the technological elites is because they view them as such a threat that they have to be neutralized or get them on their side. I honestly believe that. You know, if you look at the deacons for defense and justice that were established in the 70s, late 60s, 70s in Louisiana, they were World War II veterans that were all black. They armed themselves and they defended civil rights activists like Martin Luther King and others who were also white against the Ku Klux Klan and against corrupt law enforcement agencies in Louisiana who were harassing and murdering black civil rights activists. So they know that there is a large portion of black America that won't put up with this evil New World Order crap. So they have to turn them against their neighbor. All of this eventually falls into the same pot of a civil war, a world war, and a takeover from the New World Order. I think they're going to find out, just like in the LA riots, people found out with the roof Koreans, that you're going to have a lot of resistance in this country against tyranny and against the New World Order from people that you may have not have ever considered to be a threat, and they're going to put up. You know, they're going to oppose this radicalization, and they're going to be a serious threat. And for a time, Americans will band together, and for a time, it'll look like we are really pulling it through. But if we can't throw the levers and switches in the nuclear power plants, if we can't control the general basis of the military or the economy, there's not really much resistance that we, the people, can do besides guerrilla warfare style tactics.
Now, yeah, that's what I was. And that's what they practice for in Jade Helm.
You have Jade Helm that is already ready to start strategic strikes against any heads of any elements. I say all that to say this, though. I'm not a pessimist. I sound doom and gloom all the time. I'm not a pessimist. But I do read my Bible. And I know that you cannot change prophecy. If God has decreed a nation will fall, a nation is going to fall. Period. Maybe we can deem ourselves worthy within the areas that you're in, but the nation of America, I firmly believe, is going to be destroyed. We have effigies of Baphomet. We continue to sacrifice children, which is a big thing to God. And, oh, by the way, we're outlawing Christianity. God continues to put his hand over America and bring us plagues and destructions, and we keep ignoring him. Eventually, God's not going to give that hand to us anymore like he did the people of Israel. He's not going to continue to stretch out and try to save us.
I know. I feel the same way you do. And so we're defeated on a spiritual plane. We're defeated in the physical plane. What would you advise people listening to this broadcast to do?
Man cannot save himself. Jesus is the Savior. So I suggest people to be spiritually ready, get their life in order for God to be able to redeem them, and seek Jesus out. And I tell everybody that, you know, you can have gold and silver and food and water and guns and communications, but if you're not right with God, you're already on the wrong road. You need to be praying to God to give you discernment of what to do and where to go.
Yeah.
My wife sent me a great thing that a sister in Christ sent her earlier, and she was pretty much saying that Christians, you need to get out of the major metropolitan areas. And I'll say it to say this, once again, when it comes to a nuclear attack. During the Cold War was when America discovered that every major metropolitan city and every city that was within 50 to 100 miles of a military base had an intercontinental ballistic missile aimed at it. America and Christians, you need to get out of the big cities and do what I've been saying for years. Go back to the frontier. Go back to the wilderness. Get out in the counties. Get away from these hell holes that the Democrats have lived in for years, where they don't want their they don't want your freedom, and they don't want your business. They want your capitulation and subjugation. They want your guns. Leave. Flee to the mountains, people of God, while we have time.
I can't argue with that logic at all. Doug, talk about your show, American Vindicta.
Hey, I am the host of American Vindicta. We are on Global Star Radio. That's gsradio.net. We air 11 p.m. Eastern. And tonight we are at episode 36. And we discussed everything that we discussed right now on the show. And, you know, I'd like to break my show down weekly with topics. So, you know, this week we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff with FEMA. We've talked about the Nazi death camps and conspiracy theories and EMPs and plagues, and we're going to continue to go down this path. But I'm now on Getter, G-E-T-T-R, which is a new, I guess you could say, Twitter sphere. So follow me on there. I'll leave some comments here and there. But I would like to tell everybody to please don't just spread the message for what I'm doing, but also for what Dave's doing and for what other people like us are doing. Support this community of Christians, and you know, just get the message out there, because that is the most important thing, is that we wake Americans up and we teach them what is going on before it's too late and we repeat our history.
Yeah, well, we are repeating it. I'll refer back to that article I wrote on thecommonsenseshow.com, in which I talk about the three-part hybrid model we're following, Bolsheviks, Nazism, and Maoism. And I used examples, current examples, to tie that together. We are on that path, and this is who's ruling over us. Doug, we're flat out of time. We got to run. Thanks so much for joining us. The sun's coming up here, and I'm going to bed. Good night to everybody. And you'll hear this during the day, but this was a pre-record. And God bless all of you, and take Doug's advice about, hey, what we should be involved in. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Dave.